Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanice. How may I help you?
I have some lines on my credit card report of some charges that were made on my credit card that I'm not quite sure what they are. And so I'm calling to find out. I have two from Extraordinary Gadget, something or other. One is for $8.25, and one is for $67.32, and I don't know what those are for. Can you tell me?
Yes, sir. May you please provide me with your zip code?
Say that again. I didn't
May
understand what you said.
you please provide me with your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
It's 57702.
Okay, give me one second. Also, may you please provide me with your first and last name?
It's Edward, and the last name I'll spell for you. It's WHILLOCK.
Okay, thank you so much for providing me with your first and last name. And may you also verify your shipping address for security purposes.
It's 4716 Guest Road, Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying your shipping address. Give me one moment. Okay, sir. So, I was able to go ahead and pull up your account. I see here on October the 25th, you paid the amount of $5.74 for a tactical bag that was shipped out to you on October the 26th.
Okay.
And that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month you are charged, and in return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is the online web store. Also, the $125 gift card should be located in your email, your spam slash junk folder. I do see here that you was enrolled into the membership. If you didn't cancel within 48 hours when you paid the shipping and handling, that's when you're enrolled into the membership, and all of that was located in the terms and conditions.
Well, I had no intention of signing up for what it sounds like you're explaining to me. So, are you telling me that there's a $67.30 charge monthly charge?
Yes, sir, a monthly subscription.
Well, I'm going to cancel that, and I had never had any intention of signing up for anything like that. So, I don't believe that I should be charged for those.
Well, sir, the terms and conditions were at the bottom where you put your shipping information in, along with your payment information when you paid for the shipping and handling for the taffel bag that you received.
Well, I had no idea that that's what the situation was, and so I'm disputing those charges, and I want my so-called subscription canceled immediately.
Well, sir,
And I want those charges canceled immediately.
Yes, sir. Well, I can go ahead and process the cancellation for you, and I am so sorry about the misunderstanding, but I assure you all the info is on the website. It does explain all the terms as well as your agreement to pay for the products/services. And if not canceled in the allotted time, unfortunately, upon a dispute of charges, they must investigate, and we have to provide this info, which will provide as a valid charge to avoid the risk of having to pay the full retail price of the charges, since it really sounds to me like there was a misunderstanding of how everything works as far as with the Factory Direct Savings Club. What I can do for you, sir, I can offer you a 50% refund for the amount of $67.32 for December the 21st and December the 13th.
That's not acceptable. I did not realize that this was a trap, and I feel like that I've been entrapped in this situation, and I completely dispute these charges.
Okay, sir, give me one moment. I can go ahead and process the cancellation for you, and let me see what I can do for you. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So as a customer courtesy, I'm going to refund you your full amount, the $67.32.
Well, there are two charges for $67.32. And I expect to be refunded both of those charges.
I can only refund you the most two recent charges because they are valid charges. And I do see here that you was charged on December the 21st for $67.32, along with on December the 13th for $39.99. Now, I can charge you for those two charges, but the other charges are valid.
Well, I'm going to dispute that.
Okay, sir. So as far as with you filing the dispute, that only just give you the option. That is not a guarantee. What your bank will do is contact us to get additional information, and we will provide them with this recording and the website where the terms and conditions state it is a membership fee. And they will need to drop the dispute, advising you to give us a call back because we will confirm those charges are valid. Now, in the meantime, sir, I can offer you the full refund amount for those two charges.
Okay, for both of those $67.32 charges?
No, sir, for the two most recent charges, the $67.32 and the $39.99.
So, I'm wondering if I have another credit card statement where I inadvertently didn't notice these bogus charges, and so I need to talk to my credit card company about that too, because this is deceptive advertising, and that
well, sir, we do have the agreement to where you agree to the terms and conditions before you pay the shipping and handling for the Tapco bag. And again, sir, when you do contact your bank, we will provide them with this recording along with the terms and conditions that states that you agree to the membership.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Well, sir, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. I can go ahead and credit your account for those two charges for as a customer courtesy. Those are valid charges. And also, I can go ahead and cancel your account. So from this day forward, you will no longer be charged.
Okay, I'm still going to dispute the other charges because I feel as though that this was a situation where there's some fine print that I'm sure you get other calls like this too from other so-called customers for these kind of charges. So I don't think you're hearing the last from me or bank representative or bank card representative. So go ahead and do what you said you were going to do. And when was the first charge? When was the first charge of this $67.32 amount? Can you go back and see when that first charge was made?
That first charge was made on November the 20th.
And there are no charges prior to that?
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that again?
Are there any charges prior to the November 20th charge?
No, sir. I do not see any charges for November the 20th.
Or prior to
I do
that.
Apologize. Yes, sir. I do see a charge for November the 20th. That is the $67.32. That is the membership.
Okay. My question is, are there any charges before that of this amount, like from in October or any previous month?
Let me see. Give me one second. Yes, sir. There is a charge for when you pay the warranty and the shipping and handling for the Tefla bag. That was on November the 14th. And the membership enrollment, which was $67.32 for the Tefla bag, and that was on October the 30th.
Can you spell the thing that I supposedly purchased? I think it sounds like you're saying Tefla bag or something like that.
Oh, also, sir, I do apologize, sir. I forgot to mention that you had a Stella Elite drone shipped out to you on November the 15th.
Okay.
Do you remember receiving that? Because it states here that you received it on the 15th, along with the Tefla bag.
Can you tell me along with the what? Can you spell that for me?
Yes, sir. It is TAC. T-I.
Tactical bag, you're saying.
Yes, sir. I apologize.
Okay. So you're saying that there was a drone sent to me?
Yes, sir. And that was on November the 15th.
There's a major misunderstanding here with this, and I'm not quite sure how to proceed from here because those are things that I just don't have any awareness of. So I'm gonna. So what was the charge associated with the drone?
It looks like it was a welcoming gift when you enrolled into the factory direct savings club.
Okay. Well, you refund those amounts that you said.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that again?
You said you were going to refund the $67.32 charges for me.
Okay, so I can go ahead and process those two charges for you and along with canceling your account. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Hello, sir. I was able to go ahead and process that cancellation for you, and I also was able to go ahead and refund you the $67.32 along with $39.99, which will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. I can go ahead and provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so the cancellation number is capitalized C as in cat.
Capital C. As in cat, you said?
Okay. Yes, sir. And 263.
263.
429. 489.
489. So that's it, the 9-digit number.
Yes, sir. So you're successfully canceled from this day forward, sir. You will no longer be charged. Also, please be on the lookout for your refund that will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you for helping me with this. I appreciate it.
Okay, sir, you're welcome. It was a pleasure assisting you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and be safe.
Okay, you too.
Okay,
Bye.
thank you. Okay, bye.